Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving into a fascinating comparison between two AI coding powerhouses, DeepSeek V3-0324 and Claude 3.7. Buckle up, because this is a head-to-head battle.
Ooh, a coding showdown. I'm intrigued. So what's the scoop? Is DeepSeek the new kid on the block trying to dethrone Claude?
Exactly. There's been a ton of hype around DeepSeek V3, with claims of it outperforming even Claude in coding and math. But our host decided to put these claims to the test with three real-world coding challenges. First up, building a to-do list app.
Classic coding challenge. So, how'd they fare?
Well, Claude 3.7 took the gold with a sleek UI, server-side functionality, and excellent file organization. DeepSeek's app was functional, but lacked the server aspect and had all the code crammed into a single file. A clear win for Claude on functionality. But DeepSeek was way cheaper to run.
Ah, the cost factor. Always a consideration. So what was challenge number two?
A 3D maze game using 3JS. This one got a bit complicated. Claude, with its browser usability, could actually run and debug the code in real time, giving it a significant edge. DeepSeek generated a simpler game, but the controls were, well, let's just say they needed work.
Sounds like Claude had an unfair advantage there, being able to actually play the game mid-development. Did DeepSeek get a chance to redeem itself?
Challenge number three, building a stock market simulator. This is where things got interesting. Initially, Claude's simulator looked promising, but the stock prices never changed. DeepSeek's version, on the other hand, had active trading and price fluctuations, albeit with a less polished transaction log.
Whoa, a comeback. So DeepSeek isn't a total underdog after all.
Not at all. It's a speed demon and incredibly cost-effective, perfect for smaller projects or single-file scripts. But Claude still reigns supreme for larger applications, complex codebases, and situations where its browser usability shines.
So it's not a simple, this one's better situation. It really depends on the specific needs of the project.
Precisely. And that's why real-world testing is so crucial. Benchmarks are great, but they don't tell the whole story. You have to get your hands dirty and see how these models perform in your specific use case. And with that, folks, thanks for joining us. Until next time, peace out.
Goodbye.